second presentation, which is the French experience of teaching radiation protection in schools. And for this, we have two presenters, so a split presentation. The first part of the presentation will be given by Paul Livolzi. And Paul is an engineer stroke researcher at the French Atomic Energy Agency Commission, CEA, in France. And he's the director of studies of the European Master's degree in radiation protection for the last 14 years. The second part of the presentation then will be given by Cynthia Reu, who's a researcher at the Nuclear Evaluation Protection Centre, CEPN, in France, and that she's been in charge for the last 5 years of the project Radiation Protection Workshops. So thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Our purpose with Cynthia is to speak today about reversing the trend of young students from schools turning away from science and radiation protection. This paper has been written by Mr. and Mrs. Csiklán from Budapest and Cynthia and I. As a summary, we'll have five parts in this presentation: a short introduction, analyze human resources in RP, analyze also shortage of human resources, a survey of international initiative based on six countries' results, and national will become international action, and we'll make a focus on this part with the presentation of Cynthia, and then we move to the conclusion. The challenge today is how to make radiation protection job more attractive for young people, and maybe more specifically for the white generation. Maybe an answer is to provide attractive careers opportunities. Another possibility is to satisfy need to gain and maintain high-level competencies based on knowledge, skills, and attitude in radiation protection. But also because now we see that the young learners, they would like to have more video, more sound on the pedagogical resources, more games or serious games. And we are mostly moved from the e-learning to b-learning, which is blended learning, and now we have to move and to adapt to m-learning for mobile learning. So in this presentation, I will present a slide on analysis of human resources and shortage in radiation protection, a survey of national and international initiative for attractive young people, and to identify what are the actors. And for the last time, and is a link with a previous presentation, how to provide continuous professional development for science teachers and early stage radiation protection researchers. About STEM profile. STEM means science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We spoke about high school and high school students. So at the end of the courses, of the curriculum, they are graduates in STEM. After some years at university or college, we know that more than 50%, they go from business, administration, and sports. And less than 50% are devoted for scientist careers or engineering careers. And now we have the reservoir of radiation protection, human resources. But the innate is not so important. And after, depending of in which institution, in which country, we have to train these graduates with some education and training in RP, and then we can have radiation protection expert, radiation protection officer, radiation protection advisor, and ISIS, as presented yesterday. Now we have to influence the influencers, and the influencers are the science teachers, STEM teachers, and also students. Students, for instance, radiation protection students. Another possibility is also to involve early stage researchers. And what Cynthia will present in a few seconds, you can see that there is a link between early stage researchers, science teachers, and RP students. And we have not the result now because it's a long process. And we hope that we can enlarge the RP reservoir. And at the end, we could have more and more RPE and RPOs. So this is for analyze human resources. I think an important point is to influence the influencers. Based on a survey of international initiative, so it was Spain, Belgium, France, the Netherlands, Germany, and associate country, which is the Switzerland. We identified five types of action, and we like to make a focus on a quite important action because it's the fifth time that this action run. This is les ateliers de la radioprotection, which can translate but radiation protection workshop. I leave the floor to Cynthia.
Good morning. So I'll present you the radiation protection workshop project, and I'll make a short presentation of the experience of a Romanian workshop. So radiation protection workshops are organized each school year in French and foreign high school in coordination with the French Institute of Radiation Protection Nuclear Safety, Nuclear Evaluation Protection Center, and the Center for Scientific Culture of Franche-Comté. Since 2007, more than 500 high school students and 18 high schools were involved. The objectives of this project are to involve students in multidisciplinary activities, that is not only a scientific discipline, but also economic or philosophy, etc., related to the radiation protection culture according to local concern. For example, management of radon risks, post-accident management, radiation protection in hospitals, etc. And to provide to school students clues to respond to different questions like where is situated the radioactivity in environment and how to measure it, what are the modes and the levels of exposure, what are the health effects of ionizing radiation, and how can we evaluate the risk at low dose, and what are the means of protection against radiation exposure. So these workshops are led by teachers in collaboration with the radiation protection experts in the relevant scientific discipline. And to conclude this activity, international high school students' meetings are organized each spring to allow students who participated in the workshop during the school years to present their work and to exchange information and their point of view with other students and the radiation protection professionals. So concerning the workshop organized in the school years of 2010-2011, five French high schools were involved and five foreign high schools like Belarus, Romania, Germany, and Ukraine. The international high school meeting was organized in March by CEPN, IRSN, Pavillon des Sciences, and in cooperation with CEA in INSTN at the Science and Medicine University in Grenoble. 150 participants were involved in this meeting. High school students, professors, the students of the Master in Radiation Protection, and experts in radiation protection. So I'll present you the experience of a Romanian workshop. So in September 2010 was created a scientific club by two professors and four students. They studied the environmental impacts linked with the operation of the Chernavoda NPPs. They worked in cooperation with the Romanian Association Nuclear Energy, the Society Nuclear Electrica, the Polytechnic University of Bucharest, Romatom Fora, and the member of Enertrap 2, the work package 10. Sorry. So during this school year, they visited the nuclear power plant of Cernavoda. They met the representative of the nuclear power plant, who presented them their environmental surveillance plans. In a second step, they visited the environmental monitoring laboratory, where they participated of a sampling campaign, where they made the comparison between soil and the current water from Bucharest and from Cernavoda. So back. So, and in the second step, they estimated the radiation doses received by Cernavoda inhabitants with a focus on the impact of the nuclear power plant.
Okay. So, as a conclusion, we can say that to attract young generation, we have to promote action for STEM teachers. So we can create some courses, as I explained, visits of nuclear installation, because they want to do this, and to promote networking. And it's already performed, because when a new high school joins the system, the networking is quite well working. Involvement of postgraduates and MSc RP students through participation to event, congress, student networking, national or and supranational radiation protection association like IRPA or SFRP in France or other European projects. Promote some action or events for high school students like French and British initiative and others, and also promote the participation of other countries and increase the number of high school involved in this action. And the last point, which is quite important for us, is to find sustainable funding to maintain this kind of action with high school students. Otherwise, we don't know for 2013. You could find, thank you. You could find information on several websites and QR code. If you have question.
Okay, so thank you very much again for your presentation. So we'll move on.